Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show, Hump Day. And it's the hump day we've been waiting for because we're heading up to Sonoma. I know I keep talking about it, but I'm so excited. It's going to be so fun. Bryn just was torturing me outside with the... because... when we put up audio on our podcast, it can't have any, like our voices are separated out from any third party sound effects.
I realize you're bringing that up, Sarah. Did you want to hear it?
No.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear the isolated track.
Well, do we have to?
Yeah. That'd be great.
But I just said it was torturous.
Right. Like you're selling it, though,
but
right
you
now.
So
I'm sitting
just
out
bring
on
it
the,
up.
I'm sitting
just...
out on the, I was going to say on the porch, but I meant the couch. I'm sitting out on the porch out there at the Alice house. And he's like cranking it from the other room. I'm like, oh my God, you're just doing that to torture me. I know it's not going to make the,
yeah, let's
the
hear
podcast.
It.
It can make the podcast if you want it to.
No, I don't think it should.
Let's hear that.
I mean,
I'm
not without the backing
like
vocals.
Oh,
well. Oh, hey, right now, why don't we do the Summer of Heroes at Disney California Adventure Park? The new Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout Ride is available. Right now, we'll take call number 97-800-400-3697. That's from the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack. Goodbye, if you would be.
And from this radio show at least 100 times in the last 2 weeks.
This is our signature piece here. So right now, we'll give a four-pack of two-day park tickets to caller 97-800-400-3697. And that person, when they win the four-pack, they'll be in the running to fly with Vinny to the Disneyland Resort on July 23rd. Airfare on Alaska Airlines and a two-night hotel stay, 9, noon, and 5. Those are your chances to get qualified. Call in 97 right now, 800-400-3697.
I can't wait for it.
I know.
I'm really excited.
Well, it's just, I mean, when you have a kid who's just the right age for that. And every time you go, she's going to be able to do different stuff. Oh,
yep.
So fun.
Disney is the best.
Yep.
I was communicating with them just last night about the trip.
Oh.
You know, about our flight plan. Right. And
so you were having a conversation with them?
Or? Email, but, you know, hey, these are the people I'm bringing.
Oh, and you were talking with Disney.
Yeah.
I see.
Oh, who did you?
I thought you were like, I was communicating with them last night about the trip. I'm like, oh, you and your people were communicating.
Oh, no.
It just came out weird.
Disney people. I was, sorry.
So it's all set.
I do that sometimes. You don't know everything I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know. It's like children. They go, you know, Bill. I'm like, no, I don't know everyone you know. You know, Bill.
Sorry.
That guy Bill I know.
It is my job to communicate with you people and do a better job. My bad. I was communicating with the Disney people, and we're getting our trip all set.
Awesome.
You got that song for us now?
I sure do.
All right. Let's hear Sarah sing.
Oh, I like it with the reverb. That's nice. All right. Thank you for the that's enough.
Let me hear a little of this. There you go, Bryn.
All right.
Go, Sarah.
Yeah, I can't wait to karaoke tonight.
Don't try to turn in early, Fairmont.
Yeah.
Sarah's going to sing to you.
I'll be done, though. I'm going to bed. I think at 8 o'clock they said we would be able to go.
You're funny. Okay. Right.
Maybe that's 9.
Right. Maybe 9. Well, one more drink.
No, I won't be. I can't have too many drinks or I'll never be. I'll just be a wreck the next morning.
Right.
Well, I know how to keep it together, Vinny. I have work to do.
When do you leave for Germany?
I think the 5th.
The 5th?
Yeah. The day after the 4th.
Right. I got to look at that.
Wednesday? A week from today. Oh, my God.
Oh.
The cow is right around the corner.
How long are you going to be gone?
10 days. No. 8 days. We're going to be home late Thursday of the next week.
Oh. Wow.
I know. I'm excited.
I would imagine. I would think you'd leave right after you get off, like fly out.
It's so much cheaper to leave right after the holiday.
Oh, really? Okay. Our text number is the same number you're calling now to win the Disney prize. 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys had to say. All right. Vinny, what was the name of the hip-hop band guy that you were talking about that was really good? He was on the charts briefly a couple weeks ago. Is it Logic? Is that who they're thinking of?
Yeah, probably.
Possibly.
Yeah, this is a good album. And I was told earlier albums are just as good, and I haven't gone back to get him yet, but he's good.
Bryn was raving about a new Calvin Harris single that's out.
Oh, I liked it. Because it came up earlier and you were going
to
do it.
I just ran out of time, but you know how Taylor Swift used to date Calvin Harris?
Oh, yeah.
And now Katy Perry's starring on this new song.
Get out!
She's like, she's taking all Taylor's sloppy seconds. Next thing you know, she'll be dating Tom Hiddleston.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they're dating, but she's
on
this
song. But they collaborated.
Yeah. Do you have a little chunk?
Yeah,
what's it called?
Yeah, a little bit. It's called Feels.
Feels. All
featuring
right.
Pharrell and Katy Perry. Here's the lyric.
So that's Pharrell?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah.
You want to hear Katy's part?
Yeah.
Let's listen to a little bit. I'll jump ahead. I like the beat. It's
the
groovy.
It's fantastic.
It's very groovy. Get you moving, you know?
It's fun. It's a fun song, but don't you think if you're Katy Perry, you go, I can't, no. I'm not
I really
going
don't
to.
Want to associate myself with anything Taylor Swift-based.
We've already been there too many times.
Right. John Mayer, the whole dancer situation. And
well,
now,
she started.
Well, and the fact that the last month or two, she can't keep Taylor's name out of her mouth.
Maybe it's a dig.
Maybe. You know?
Even that is like, I thought the last thing she said was, I just want peace and love.
Right. Maybe she was saying that to get everyone ready for the fact that she's on the new Calvin Harris single. Calvin, it's undermined on underhanded on Calvin's part, too.
510 says, I've ripped plenty of MP3s from YouTube when I couldn't find the song I wanted to buy on iTunes. There's plenty of free software out there that lets you do it.
Yeah,
Chance the Rapper is smart, making his music free and earning his money in other ways. Concert, swag, endorsements, collaborations, etc. Yeah, people have figured out a way to still make money. The point I was making about the article I read is they were saying artists have devalued their own music by giving it away. And you're right. Sure, people can steal it. But the point the article is trying to make is then make them steal it. Right. Don't just give that
it away.
If you give it to them, then you've devalued yourself.
Right. You're worth zero. That's interesting.
It's an industry that is definitely working hard to find itself because it's been lost now for... When did
years.
Napster come out?
2000.
Since then.
Right. Maybe even before that.
What albums did Vinny listen to while mountain biking? It's interesting that you say that. Normally, if I know I'm alone and it's a weekday and I know no one's around, I listen to heavy metal. But out on those trails... I definitely understand you don't want anyone to feel like, dude.
Because you're listening through a speaker and not through your headphones?
It's an old iPhone I have that I've downloaded all my music to.
Uh-huh.
And so I play it through a little speaker and I put it in my backpack. Because if you put headphones in, then you can't hear someone
screaming for help or
whatever.
So very lowly,
I listened to the new Phoenix album, which is actually really good. So that's what I was listening to. Can I ask a question?
Are you... Yes.
What the hell is that girl doing on Bachelor in Paradise when she has a boyfriend? That makes no sense to me at all.
She's trying to be a TV star. It makes total sense.
That show is about getting drunk and having sex, so why would she even think having a boyfriend would be okay?
Because she's... trying to be a TV star. Isn't it clear that that's the motivational thing for every single person that's on these stupid shows? They all want to be stars. They want to be famous in some way. So she tells her boyfriend, I'm going to go on the show and I promise I won't have sex with anyone, but I'm just going to like be crazy and like, you know, because that's my brand and that's what I'm going to do, and then we'll both reap the benefits of that. Okay.
408 says, Sarah, your Bill Cosby sounds like Bill Clinton. Wrong
I know.
Bill.
I can't. I don't have a Bill Cosby. And
well,
even midway through it, I was like, oh, he sounds like Bill Clinton.
Another 408 says, Sarah's Bill Cosby impression sounds like Bill Clinton. Freudian slip? LOL.
Yeah.
707. Why does Sarah's Bill Cosby sound like Bill Clinton?
Because that's how it sounds. I should have jello puddinged it up.
That sounded better.
Well, it's a little bit better, but not great. I'd have to listen to his voice for a while.
You guys just howled and my dog ran out of the room.
Oh my God, hilarious. Dogs are so sensitive to stuff like that. Sounds in general. Sarah and Vinny, hurting your dog's ears all around the Bay Area.
Any chance I can get on the list for the secret show?
No. Sorry. You can come to the live show, though, tomorrow morning, 6 to 9. See you there.
I'm not going to read that one. I don't get it. Oh, there's the picture. Okay. Now I get it. It's a license plate on some pickup truck that says Love to Brick. And they wrote, just saw a license plate in front of me that reminded me of Vinny telling Scott something on The Secret Show.
Yeah, we can't say it, though.
During the greatest secret show of all time, they say.
That was a good one.
OFOCHYGL.
Ha, caputo.
Honey. Those two.
The good old days.
Oh my God, I think my eyes just bugged out. Ay, ay, ay. 6550 says, also, if someone is trying to perv on women, will X allow a man to enter a woman's bathroom? We already have men violate women by setting up illegal cameras in bathrooms. I don't know how all that's going
to
play out.
Yeah, I don't think you have to, you know, show your license out in front of a... Yale was talking about this. They are having a problem because they don't have enough... They want to do every...
This is gender identification on driver's licenses. It's going to start. You're going to have a third option,
right? And in some places, right now. I mean, probably
yesterday
that'll be...
it went through in D.C. Mm-hmm. and Oregon's on July 3rd, and there's other places.
But
other
it's a
states.
Trend that's going. Looks right. like it's going to happen. But at Yale, they were saying that they wanted designated all their single use bathroom stalls. So, like, if you know, if only one person can be in there at the time, they want to make it gender neutral. Anybody can go in there and use it.
Non-binary.
Right. And that, but that would bring down the number of male. They have to have a certain, by law in Connecticut, they have to have a certain number of women's rooms and men's rooms. And they said if they undesignate all these ones, then they'll be in violation of the law. And so they're having some issues with it. But I would think that, you know, there'll be men's rooms, women's rooms, and gender neutral rooms, I guess.
I can see how it sticks in some people's sides, and I personally, it doesn't matter to me.
Right.
Do your thing. I don't think that it's going to be...
It's not going to be some thing where men are... Believe me, creepy dudes are out there all the time.
Right.
And creepy chicks, too. Like, I don't want to just limit it to dudes, although it's mostly dudes. But those people are always going to be around.
Sure.
This
Check
isn't,
out this
okay,
sign
what
on
we
this
got?
Bathroom stall that you can use here.
Oh, cute.
Half a dress.
Half, right, a man, a woman, a man, and a half a man, and half a woman. Or just a mystery person.
Yeah. It's you know what? I know why we have to do it, but wouldn't it be cool if we all just got it and we didn't have to make new signs?
Yeah.
Like,
well.
Oh, well. 510, what does OFOC mean on, it means overwhelming feelings.
Overwhelming feelings of concern towards each other.
Sure. Oh, boy.
Will your girlfriend come to the secret show?
I don't know if she's going to go to the secret show, but they are getting ready to come up to San Francisco right now.
I don't see how they can. I mean, your three-year-old would definitely pick enough words
out of
that. Oh, yeah,
they can. Yeah. You're right. They won't be there. She's picking up stuff like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds
of
stuff.
Yeah, that is a show for grown-ups. I can see a nursing baby could be there. They're not going to know any of the words, but
we are absolutely learning.
She's almost four.
That mom and dad can't talk about stuff unless we...
And soon you won't even be able to spell the things you don't want her to know about.
Expect her to be hearing what we're... Knowing and hearing and repeating what we're saying.
That's when you have to learn pig Latin.
No. I've just learned to shut up. Pig Latin. Talk to you later. Hmm. Pig Latin.
That's how my parents used to talk until then we figured that out. You know, you used to spell stuff.
510 says, France protests over everything.
Yeah.
707 says, at first I was hesitant to date a bald guy because I never had before. However, Sarah's right. They are smart and very attractive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one was.
Yeah, there are some dumb,
generalize
unattractive
that.
Ones.
How many douchebags are there out there with you know, pompadours or, you know, big hair gel guy? I mean, there's plenty of those, too.
Listen, douchebags come in all shapes and sizes. And nice people do, too.
Whack-a-doo, says 408. Sarah, you're killing me.
Chop them off. Come on. What do you need those for?
Stop the smooching and panting.
Oh, God, the smooching and panting. Stop bringing it up, and we'll stop doing
925, it. 925, in all seriousness, if you guys are going to play the kissing noises on a regular basis, I can't listen to your show anymore.
All right, well.
Yeah, seriously, guys.
Come on.
Yeah, you guys, you're really bumming my trip.
Yeah.
Take a joke for once.
Just stop it. See, they just said, don't do it.
Meditation is about clearing the head, but also about awareness of the thoughts that bother us, which gives them less power out in the real world. I have a very anxious mind, and meditation keeps me sane. Mm. One of my buddies texted me while we were talking about it, Zev, and he's like, that's why we surf. Mm. And I went, oh, yeah.
Can't think about anything else when you're
You just go surfing,
that.
And everything after that feels so much better and calmer and clearer, and the world is right. I'm lucky to have it.
Keeps you sane.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got so many texts. I'm having trouble. I'm running out of time.
You got some time.
For S&V, when you go on your break, I highly recommend watching Glow on Netflix. Great flashback to the 80s based on a documentary of the real Glow, Glamorous Ladies of Wrestling. It's awesome.
Oh.
Second time we've heard that.
Yeah.
So important to back up your systems all the time. This is about the ransomware that's going around right now. Hey, that hijack ransom crap happened to my company I work at. We're a huge heavy equipment company, and they locked our nationwide company server until we paid the ransom money. No joke.
Wow.
It sucked. They shut down our entire company server for a week.
Jesus.
The code to unlock the page... the code to unlock was a page long. Horrible. Yeah.
That's awful.
It is awful.
I wonder what they had to pay.
I mean, if,
I'm actually
if
surprised
your company
this
is now being
starting.
Held hostage, what
right.
are you supposed to
you,
do?
You pay. A lot of people have paid, and that's, you know, unfortunately, that's going to teach the hackers this is the way to make money on the internet.
510 says, my girlfriend and I were at Walmart when the Jane song came on, and I started rocking out like Sarah. My girlfriend looked at me and was so confused as to why I knew that song.
Jane, you're playing a game called. You have to be like real serious about it too when you sing it. Making believe that you just don't feel the same. Ah, Jane, oh!
I could never do justice to the amount of text that wrote in and loved you singing Shambhala.
Oh, my Shambhala was a hit.
A long list of people. More cowbell, Bryn.
Yeah, I know. He's throwing the cowbell in there. I'm like, God, at least do it on the beat, Bryn.
Sarah killed it. That just made me so happy. Feels like a Friday.
It does feel like a Friday. Oh, man. Tomorrow's going to be out of control, too.
Singing along with you, Sarah. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep. That's a good song.
33-year-old here who loves Three Dog Night.
Oh, well, good. That's good. You had good parents who showed you the right music. I used to listen to...
Really? Three Dog Night's the right music?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on.
It's so good. I used to listen to my dad's 8-track of Three Dog Night. Love them.
In his car, you mean?
No, we had a...
You had an 8-track player in the house?
In the house.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Jane just texted me.
Oh, hi, Jane.
See what she's doing. See if she's coming.
Oh, can you imagine watching her do karaoke? I can't wait.
She says, sing, love you and the song.
So will she be doing karaoke tonight? That's the question.
I'm going to ask her. Are you? Well, she probably can't come tonight, but she might come in the morning. Are you coming at all?
No, we need her tonight.
Sonoma. She'll let me know. She texted me some hearts, too. Oh.
408 says, I hate giving cash. That's the wedding cash.
I don't mind it at all.
I prefer giving cash.
It's easier.
Yeah, you didn't have to stop anywhere.
Right.
If you go into Bryn's wedding, $160, please.
Each. Oh, per person?
Per person.
But you haven't got it planned out yet.
I didn't even say anything about anything. Hooman, thanks for planning my wedding for me.
That was the number that Benny gave.
You should plan the wedding for him.
Who knows if it's even going to happen.
You should have Denise plan the wedding for you. Denise loves weddings.
You know, you're offering someone services who has not okayed that.
She would do it.
That sounds like a great idea.
You don't know that she would. In fact, she might be like, I am the promotions director for 3 radio stations. Yeah. I don't have time for your party.
All she wants is weddings. She missed her calling. She should have been a wedding planner. She loves it. I catch her on Etsy, and she's just looking for vintage wedding dresses. I'm like, oh, man, who's building this? Because I just like looking at them. I'm like, oh. All right. Oh, we're wrapping it up.
Happy Big Brother Day, says 707.
Yay, happy Big Brother Day! Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're heading north. Take off to the great white north. Well, I mean, we're just going up to Sonoma.
Right.
But it's going to be epic. Oh, my God. We're headed to the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn, where we're doing a live secret show tonight, and we're doing a live broadcast tomorrow morning, which is, please, come down to it. Anybody can attend that. Bring the whole family.
We would really, if you're in the area, we'd love to see you. And there's food and stuff. Yeah. So it's a nice, they put out a nice spread there at the Fairmont Sonoma.
I asked Jane if she would be coming up to karaoke at our party tonight. And she said, I wish, but I can't. Are you going to karaoke The Cure? Or Vinny could? Heart, heart, heart. You could do The Cure. You love,
The Cure. I love The Cure.
Yeah, that'd be super fun.
I heard they don't have it, though. Anyway, so...
They have all the songs, is what I heard.
Come and join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hope to see you up in Sonoma, everyone. And for now, we're tapping out.
Goodbye.
Have a good one.
Hump day.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.